salt or sugar-cured meat.
Well, you know, hog joe or any, usually boiled cooking in some kind of a fat piece of meat, what they usually use.
They call it fat back or stripling or something.
Mm-hmm.
What did they call it? Can you remember?
No, I don't.
I see. Now, can you tell me about when you cut a hog, the pieces of the hog, what do you call the meat between the ham and the shoulders?
That's a middling.
Middling?
Well, it's ribs. In that side, see, that's what we always call it. The middling, it's in the middle. Between the shoulder and the ham. And of course, the spare ribs there go on to the middling in there.
The middling was what? That was what a bacon?
Yeah, that's bacon. You can bake that to see in there. Getting all little bones and nothing in here.
Call that a side of bacon?
Yeah. Middling side or...
Now, the kind of meat you buy sliced thin to eat with your eggs, that's...
Well, I don't know what they call that. Sliced bacon, I reckon.
Sir?
Sliced bacon, I reckon.
Okay. Now, the part of the bacon you have to cut off before you eat, what do you call that? You might cut that off, the outside part. Might be a little tougher, or the edge of the bacon, you cut it off before you eat it.
I don't know.
You get a kind of a meat that comes in little links on a chain.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, that's a flank sausage.
Sausage? Okay. Now, if the meat's been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
It's got strong or rancid or what have you.
It's what, the meat has...
Yeah.
Keep it too long, the meat will say the meat has...
It's strong. It's not good.
It's gotten what? Meat's gotten.
I don't know.
Sport one.
Well, it is. Oh, yeah.
So you say the meat's gotten.
Oh.
Okay. Now, the fellow who does the stuff now, cutting up the stuff now, is called a what? The
butcher.
Butcher. Okay. Can you tell me after you butchered a hog, Mr. Ammons? What would you make from the head of the meat from the head of the hog?
Well, some call it hog head cheese and some calls it souse. I don't know what it is. It's hot tamales and make hot tamales out of it. First one thing then another, I guess.
Would you ever make anything, a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up the liver?
Oh yeah, it'd make hash, I believe they'd call it.
What was that? Can you tell me how that was made?
No, it just had different greens put in there, onions, and I don't know what all they did put in it.
I see. Did you ever make anything out of hog blood, sir?
No.
Okay. Now, you talking about hash, did you ever take hog meat and mix up with cornmeal and maybe some, and let it fry, or let it get cold and then... Maybe cook it and then after it got cold, slice it and fry it.
I don't know.
Do you ever hear it called scrapple or anything like that?
No, I don't know. I don't think I have.
Okay. Now, if you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, you'd say, how would you describe its condition?
I don't know. It's right, I reckon. It got strong, no good.
Would you say it got what? Stout? Would you say that?
Well, yeah, it would be getting stout.
Okay, or you say the butter got rancid?
Rancid.
Rancid, okay. thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called... You know what they call that? Thick sour milk, you know.
Yeah, buttermilk?
Yeah. Well, no, thick sour milk. You used to keep this on hand, you call it.
I don't know.
You used to make maybe some kind of cheese from it, or something like that?
No. Cream?